Hi, this is Pastor Daniel Bracken. You're listening to Kings Alaska Podcast. I hope the word encourages you and you get a touch from God that brings transformation and equips you to experience life with people, power, and purpose. Thank you for joining us. Enjoy the word. We're going to go ahead and go right to this passage in Philippians chapter 2. I've mentioned it a number of times, but I'm going to preach from it specifically tonight. Philippians chapter 2, New King James Version. Would you stand if you're able to? Verse 1. Let's read the word of the Lord. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort in his love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded. Being what-minded? Like-minded. Having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. And let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, verse 6, who being in the form of God, did not consider robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. That's the Christmas story right there, born in the manger. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, and of those in heaven and those on the earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess, would you read it with me, that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. You may be seated. Lord, move in power. I remember I was in high school. I was a freshman in high school, and I was an athlete. And we got grades for all kinds of stuff. It was an all-boys boarding school. And they graded you on everything. You got a grade in your sports that you were playing, if you were doing it with all your heart, playing with effort, or, you know, if you were a slacker and you didn't try, then that all affected your grade point average. And your dorm life, you got a grade on whether you made your bed in the morning. Your bed had to be clean. Your room had to be clean. You couldn't have all your stuff. Being somewhat convicted right now. Anyway. I'll never forget getting a near failure in my dorm life. And the science teacher who was over that dorm, it was East Dorm, it was called, at Trinity Pauling School in Pauling, New York, on the border of Connecticut. I asked him, I said, I'd like to know why you gave me that grade in dorm. He said, I'll tell you why, Mr. Bracken. I said, okay, tell me. He says, your attitude. And I thought, what? He said, you're cavalier. And I said, what does that mean? I was in ninth grade. He said, you got an attitude problem. You're cavalier. It's prideful. It's arrogant. And he was not wrong. This text is, it's profound because it shows us what we should be like, not just on Christmas, every day. It shows us the attitude of Jesus. It shows us what he's like. Humility is laughed at in most places. The righteous are as bold as a lion. I'm still accused at times of being arrogant. There was a bold offering teaching. You didn't get the feeling that he was just sort of guessing or sort of hoping to encourage you or acting. You didn't get the feeling. I said after he was done, I said, I feel like I'm in front of a fireplace or something. You're just on fire. That's on fire. You can't fake that. That's on fire. He believed what he said. He was testifying and declaring about giving and serving. It's going to be the greatest year in 2025. Can you say amen? Can you say a better amen? So boldness can be viewed as an arrogance. When you're arrogant, you're usually the last one to know. It's kind of like having bad breath. Do you need a mint? Don't ever refuse a mint. Somebody asks you, would you like one? Just always say yes. God stepped into time and space. And as we look at this text, you see the wonder once again. You see the wonder of what and who Jesus is. He's God. Say that with me. He's God. Verse 5, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ. So he's telling, be like him. Paul, writing the church of Philippi, who being in the very form God, he's God. Jesus is God. You can't get away from that. Jehovah's Witnesses will tell you something else. Other cults will tell you something else. Jesus is God. You cannot destroy the Godhead. He's not Satan's brother. Bump your neighbor and say, Jesus is not Satan's brother. Okay, he's the uncreated one, but he was fully man also. In fact, the text goes on to say, form of God did not consider robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of the bondservant. He is God, but he took the form of a slave. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to serve. We're supposed to serve. He didn't take advantage of being equal with God. He didn't demand his own way. He could have called on a band of angels. He didn't. He humbled himself even unto death, poured himself out. And as I shared at other times over the past week or so, Paul used the word likeness as in becoming a man, but he didn't cease to be God. He said, I don't understand that. I don't really understand that either. It's a mystery. Fully God, fully man, without sin. The wonder of Christmas is what he came to do. He came to obey. Came to obey the Father. He died on a cross. He's exalted. Oh, I love these final verses that we read. The name above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. It's because of his humility. It's because of his obedience. It's because he obeyed the Father that he was elevated. You want to receive elevation? Obey God in giving. Obey God in your attitude. Obey God in your behavior. Obey God in your actions. Obey God in the way that you think, the way that you talk, the way that you walk. Obey God, and you know what'll happen? You'll get elevated. You'll get exalted. Or you could choose the other way. You can choose to disobey and live a cursed life. You can choose to not tithe. You can choose to not live for him. You can choose to let the devil bar your mouth and beat people up and be filled with strife and anger and resentment and bitterness and think it's going to go well for you. It's not going to go well for you. And you will bow the knee one day. One day you'll bow the knee. Everyone will bow the knee before the name of Jesus. I'm going to be bowing my knee in humble adoration as I declare the greatness and the love of God. So help me God, by the grace of God. That's what I'm going to be doing. How about you? As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. Come on, say it. As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. God being born in the manger shows his attitude, shows his mindset. Being born in a manger. You know what else is in mangers? My first job was mucking stalls at an Arabian horse farm. Very expensive $1 million horses. Very expensive Arabian horses. And I got to go in and clean all the turds. That's called mucking. So Jesus is born in basically a stable.
It shows it's the lowest. It's the lowest of life. The lowest of stations of life. Picture of his humility. The text goes on to say, to be humble like him, to do nothing out of selfish ambition. I was reading that and I was instantly convicted. I had a bad attitude a couple times today. Am I the only one? I'm not sure the rest of my family was able to take note, but I know. I didn't like vent. You didn't give me the gift I wanted. I didn't have any of that going on. I don't need anything. I don't need a thing. It's just so blessed, and all the gifts represent the greatest gift that was ever given. Jesus is the greatest gift. And if I never got another gift, I already got the greatest one. His name is Jesus. Salvation. Truly. And that's not, I'm not giving you lip service or trying to make some cute little preaching thing. That really is true. And it comes down to it. I don't need one more thing. He's already done it all for me. He's done it all for me. And the rest, as I see my beautiful daughter and her handsome husband coming home with this granddaughter, hallelujah. It's just like, I don't know. Anybody like Southern food? Something I've noticed about Southern food is it's always smothered. Just always got gravy and butter and that's what my Christmas is like. My daughter coming home and her handsome husband, really a new son to me, and this beautiful granddaughter. It's like gravy all over everything. I had a smothered Christmas. Did you have a smothered Christmas? I'm still having it. Yes, Pastor Karen, it's amazing. And you too, Minister Daniel. Do nothing out of selfish ambition. We're constantly doing things out of selfish ambition. What do I get out of it? But that's not how we're supposed to be. Do nothing out of vain conceit. Let God exalt you. I want you to say in 2025, I'm going to let God exalt me. I don't know if you've ever seen Trump with somebody trying to get exalted. It's just the last thing you want to be around. But if you'll serve God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength, if you have like-mindedness with Christ, if you have a heart like him, you serve in humility, not in vain conceit, but look to be a blessing to others. God himself will step over seemingly qualified, seemingly educated people, and he will tap you because your heart's right, because your attitude's right, and he will elevate you and raise you up. That's what he does. He humbles the proud. He elevates the humble. Just doesn't make any sense. Pick up your cross, follow me, and you'll have life. Die, and you get life. Makes no sense. Good to see the Moors tonight. Bless you guys. Makes no sense, but in the kingdom, it makes perfect sense. Be obedient to the will of God. Walk in agreement. You know, we're about to fast and pray for these next 21 days, January 6th. So eat as much figgy pudding as you want. January 6th, we start the fast. I don't know what kind of fast you're doing. I don't know what kind of fast I'm doing. But we're going to fast and we're going to pray, and it's going to be a tremendous time of seeking God. It's a humbling ourselves before the Lord. Prepare your heart. Begin to pray. God, help me to humble myself before you. Walk in agreement with your spouse, walk in agreement with your family, walk in agreement with the church, walk in agreement with the vision, walk in agreement. Be like-minded. Like-minded, that's thinking the same way. It's hard to work with somebody unless you're in agreement. Ecclesiastes says, how can two of you walk together unless they be in agreement? It's crucial, agreement. Having the same love, being in spirit and purpose, being in one spirit and purpose. In your relationships, live out the salvation that God has so purchased for you. Fear God, I ought to preach on that in the new year. Fear the Lord. Fear the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Teach your kids to fear God. The fear of the Lord will keep you. The fear of the Lord will help you. The fear of the Lord will strengthen you. The fear of the Lord brings joy. It's so thrown out. Oh, just have the fear of the Lord. Well, what does that mean? What does that mean? What does it mean to fear the Lord? Does it mean like run away from him? No, it's awe mixed with reverence. It's a holy thing. And if we would grow in the fear of the Lord, well, it's not only the beginning of wisdom. God can use somebody that has a healthy fear of the Lord. Teach your kids to fear the Lord. Keep in mind that God's at work in us. It goes on to say, do everything without complaining and arguing. Oops. Do everything without what? Complaining and arguing. Desire to be blameless. And this is verse 14. Worship team, would you come? Do all things, verse 14. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God, without fault, in the midst of a crooked and a perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Verse 16, oh my, holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. Paul's saying to them, live like that so that my efforts in your life were not a waste. Wow, that's bold. Live that way. Be like that so that his efforts weren't wasted. Come on, lift your hands to heaven, would you, all across this place. Thank you for your presence, God, on this Christmas night.
Well, I hope you were encouraged by God's word. Thank you again for listening to Kings Alaska Podcast. God bless you. For more great content, go to kcalaska.com and may God's face shine upon you.